This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where you can get interactive. The new FTL 2.0 launched in 2010 allows you to submit show prep ideas and vote on other people's ideas. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the site for free. As we continue, we'll take your phone calls. And then coming up, there's been some controversy bubbling up over on the Free State Project forums, and it's something that we wanted to talk about, Dale, you and I, last week.
I know, you keep giving me credit for like being so desperate to talk about it and stir up trouble. It's kind of funny.
It's not all you. It actually was something that you and I were doing, and we'll hopefully get to that. But let's continue with your phone calls here first. Malcolm is listening in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Malcolm.
Hi, how you doing?
What's on your mind?
This is about 9/11. One thing that a lot of people are ignoring is the scientific method for analyzing 9/11. Stephen Jones did this in a lecture at UC Berkeley. It was a physics lecture. And I strongly recommend people to look it up or to Google it. Look up Stephen Jones and...
How about you explain to me why I should really be concerned in the first place?
Well, if you apply the scientific method to analyzing the collapse of the buildings of 9/11, you will see that it was indeed a controlled demolition.
Okay, but you missed what his question was, which is why should we care?
Well, this by using this, our government can do this again in the future.
Yeah, they probably will.
Can use it again in the future and kill our children, send our children overseas just to please a few people.
But we already agree with you on that. I don't need to be a six on the.
Is that what you're saying?
What's that?
So therefore, we just say, oh well, it's over. Let's let it be buried. Let's move on.
Yes.
Well, I disagree with you. I strongly urge you look up November 11, 2006, Stephen Jones.
If I become a six on the Kinsey scale, the 9/11 Kinsey scale, my attitude will not change about government, or the possibility that they will do false flag maneuvers in the future and things like that. So it doesn't matter.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Mark, you're shaking your head.
I is it one decade that's going to put it behind us? Is it two? Is it three? Is it five? I mean, how many decades is 9/11 not going to, or is it the next thing they can really get conspiratorial about? Because the thing prior to this was the Oklahoma City bombing, mm-hmm. Conspiracy people like to have conspiracy things to talk about. And I don't know the facts. I'm not claiming to know the facts. I'm not. It just seems like a research hole.
It may be it may have been a controlled demolition. I don't care. It's not going to matter. The people who believe it is already believe it, and they're not. The people who don't are never going to believe it. If the government does an investigation, I don't expect they will. It won't turn up anything differently because it's the government investigating themselves. It doesn't matter. We need to, there's an attitude shift we need to affect. And 9/11 isn't going to do it. It's either already done it for people or it's not going to.
Yeah, I think it's really one of the least persuasive ways to bring people to the ideas of freedom. And I don't know how many times we have to keep saying this. We must be encountering new people that are calling the show about it. It seems like what happens is we'll get a batch of 9/11 people calling in the show, and then things will calm down for a while. And then one of them will call in, and then we'll, take the position we take, and that will spark the others to call in because they're so outraged that, this is Free Talk Live, and, you guys should be letting us talk about this stuff all the time, all day, all night.
It's so old.
Yeah, it really is.
I mean, it's so tired and old.
We are letting you call.
On some level, this show is supposed to be entertaining, and I think it's. There's a point where the 9/11 calls are just the same things, and maybe it was a controlled demolition. It doesn't matter.
Yep, we've heard it all before. We really have, and I've seen the movies. Okay, So I know what the claims are. And
but you're not doing your research, Ian.
No,
you had just spent hours and hours and hours researching.
Right, if I would only spend as many hours as they have spent researching 9/11, then I would know the truth, and then I would be dedicating the entirety of my show to 9/11 truth, and that's all we would talk about. We'd have all the guests on, and they'd reveal all of the true facts.
You know what I'm trying
we'd
to
really
think
show the government what's for.
I'm trying to imagine. Let's say I spend 40 hours of research. It's probably more than that. I don't know, but I spend
hundreds.
40 hours of research.
Some claim hundreds.
I spend all this time researching, and I become absolutely convinced that the stories, the most elaborate stories, are in fact true. Like that
there's aliens,
actually controlled demolition,
lizard men.
Maybe there's lizard men behind it. Let's say I become
death ray.
Let's say I become 100% convinced. You're right. That's what happened. I can't imagine how it's going to change my view of the federal government. I mean, I already do not trust them an inch, you know?
I want to see.
And I know that they will use all sorts of manipulative tactics to get their way, to get more power, to convince people to accept
the police
state.
But don't you see, Dale, it's not about you. It's not about you coming to the conclusion. Like, the 9/11 truther will admit, okay, Dale, yeah, it's fine that you don't believe in the government, but we need you on board so you can bring other people on with a 9/11 message.
Right. As if
you can start drawing cartoons about it, Dale.
Right. See, this is the nonsense. This is where it really goes down the tubes. And, you know, I'm going to, yep, I've just gotten pricked enough that I'm ready to let loose. There are plenty of 9/11 truth shows out there, and their ratings stink. They are not on 67 radio stations, and they're never going to be, because 9/11 truth is boring and weird.
Listen.
And I'm sorry, you don't have to like it, and it doesn't matter. It to the vast majority of people, and I'm not talking about me, I'm talking about everybody else out there in radio land that listens to talk radio, thinks it's boring and weird. Okay?
They've heard
that's
it.
That's the long and the short of it. You're not going to get your message out there because you're going to kill this show if you talk about 9/11 truth too much.
Listen, truthers, you are the guys in the horror movie who have seen the monster right there. You saw the monster right in front of you, and you call the cops. You're like, there's a monster attacking us. Send the cops
zombies,
out right away.
Zombies.
And then they click and hang up on you. Now, this is what bugs, when you're in the horror movie and you see the monster, you have to come up with some other reason to get the cops out there. You have to say, there's a robber. Yeah.
Right.
There's a robber. Get out here right away. He's trying to kill people.
Long-haired, pot-smoking hippie just beat up a cop. Hurry.
It doesn't matter that you saw the monster and he's definitely real. No one's going to believe you. Do you not realize that by now?
If we can only get you to look at the evidence, if we can only get Americans to look at what these doctors and these experts, see, we've got experts in this movement. They know what they're talking about. This man is a teacher at a college, and that's why he was referencing some, you know, academic who says something about the scientific theory, et cetera, or scientific method. Well, see, we've got science on our side. We've claimed it. I don't care, man. I mean, I went and I saw the movie. I saw some of the movies about this, the presentations about it. I went and I looked at some of the rebuttals to those presentations.
Yeah, we'd be remiss if we didn't do that.
I thought the movie was very persuasive. I thought the rebuttals were very persuasive. And that's when I decided to let it drop. That's when I decided this is crazy. This is what I'm doing is crazy. Spending any more time than I've spent would be going insane over trying to discern what the truth of this situation is.
I'm exactly in the same situation as you, Ian. I've seen some stuff. It really made me wonder. I read the Popular Science article. Wow, that took care of that. You know, like it was all enough.
But
for
there's
me.
Rebuttals to that.
Right.
You could go and read those too.
There
exactly.
is no
it
shortage of boring and weird stuff on the internet talking about 9/11 truth and all the surrounding conspiracy. I mean, once you're on board with 9/11 truth, then you got to get on board with the Bilderbergers. Then you got to get on board with HAARP, the giant Wawa machine in Alaska that affects the weather. Once you're on board with that, then you've got to get on board with the lizard men that control everything. I mean, the hole doesn't end. And most of the 9/11 truthers will tell you that is too weird. Like they'll get to some.
We had a call recently that said that. Last week I was on, I think we have on this.
Some point in the story, it's too weird. Oh no, I don't believe that. Well then, fine. Now what? Now that you believe what you believe and you don't believe what you don't believe, what are you going to do about it? We're going to get the word out. Well, so are the lizard men people.
Toll free number 800-259-9231. The Sickle CAI toll free line. You can bring up what you want and take control of the airwaves. That's right. We won't screen your calls out because we'll just disagree with you. It's Free Talk Live.
In the late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at escapefromterra.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Juicy Juice, creators of the Juicy Juice Brain Development and Juicy Juice Immunity Fruit Juice Beverages. For more information, visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to staying healthy, the digestive system is a great place to start. It's 70% of the immune system. Look for kid-friendly foods that are high in fiber, like popcorn and yogurt. Prebiotic fiber helps the good bacteria in the gut flourish, while simple sugars like high-fructose corn syrup only help the bad, leading to bloating and discomfort. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-94-
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Live, and you can bring up anything. Just dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us, including our Shrine of Female Listeners, brought to you by ManchesterBrewing.com at shrine.freetalklive.com. You can go there, see the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo showing they are indeed listeners of the program, shrine.freetalklive.com.
And if you're in the market for some gold or silver, go to gold.freetalklive.com and check out the coins that I've got picked out there, hand-picked British sovereigns. 20 francs, Lakota Nation silver rounds. It's the lowest price you're going to find Lakota Nation silver rounds anywhere on the interwebs. Montana Silver Reserves, wait until you take a look at it. It's a beautiful coin. Check it out at gold.freetalklive.com.
The Montana one? I've not seen that one in person
yet. It's attractive. It is.
Have you seen that one in person?
Well, I've seen it on the site.
Coins always look better in person.
Indeed.
The Lakota I have seen in person, and nice. They are very nice. So I'll have to get my hands on some of those Montana ones coming up here when I get a chance. All right, so we continue here with your phone calls, and we go to Jack listening in Michigan. Jack, you are on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark.
Hey there, guys.
Jack, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I called about mortgages,
yes.
And then you brought up call screen, and I've been censored from three different radio shows, well, two. Brian and the Judge, Glenn Bexter.
What did they say? How did they censor you?
Well, the screener says, what's your question? So I remember you guys were talking about the Wall Street bailout. I think you talked about the Wall Street bailout.
We have talked about it. I don't know if it's been recently, but when they call, I mean, just don't mind me interrupting you with questions here, because I don't actually call other talk shows these days. I called some of the local shows down in Tampa when I lived there a long time ago, but I've never really called any national-level shows. It's my understanding they're very heavy screening practices. Do they require you to have a question? I mean, you said, what's your question?
Every time. What's your question?
What if you just want to make a point? You don't have to. What if you don't have a question?
Three questions and a point.
Right. And then I say, well, okay, I'll ask the judge whether he's cognizant of the fact that the oath of office is a contract via the federal charter in the case of the U.S. congressman. And when they violate their oath of office, when they authorized the Wall Street gangster-bankster bailout, they aided and abetted the enemy within a foreign private corporate entity, the Federal Reserve. And so when I got that to that point, the guy said, one time, because I called back a couple times. One time they put me on hold. Then they came back and said, we're not going to deal with that today. So I called back, and then I get put on hold again, and then I'm told that is not of a, let's see, a pertinent subject matter. And yet they're talking about the economy. They're talking about government corruption. Well, when the federal charter specifies, as it does, as you guys know, Article 1, Section 10, nothing but gold, silver coin, a tender in payment of debts.
Nah, it doesn't do that. It says that in the Constitution, it says that states may not issue legal tender that isn't gold and silver. But it doesn't say that the federal government can't.
It says the federal, in Article 1, Section 8, it says, Congress will have the power to borrow money on the full credit of the United States. So they don't specify what money is, but in Article 1, Section 10, they state no state shall coin money. So according to that statement and the additional one, money is gold or silver coin.
You know, yeah. I've had constitutional experts on here that just disagree with that.
And besides that, it doesn't matter what they, it doesn't matter what you
think. And they don't follow that crap anyway.
Right.
They haven't for years.
They'll just do whatever they want to do. But just to get back to your original point about the Glenn Beck and Brian and the Judge phone screeners not letting you through. Those were the two shows you had trouble with?
Let's see. There was another show. Oh, yeah, Laura, the great Laura. And here's the problem, guys.
Dr. Laura or Laura Ingram?
Laura Ingram. There is no. She's a Bar Esquire attorney. Judge Napolitano is a Bar Esquire. Glenn Beck, of course, is not. But the problem is there is no separation of powers. When you have British Accreditation Regency agents of legalized fraud and extortion occupying, subverting, and subjugating all branches of the government, because all presidents, all governors, all U.S. senators, or the vast majority of U.S. senators are bar esquire attorneys.
And yeah, I don't know if all governors, level, I don't know if all governors state, are attorneys, but
the
Legislative whole
Service Bureau, and that agency is predominantly bar esquire. And the so-called lawmakers are not the... The pretender and actors that get voted into office are not the lawmakers for those reasons I just stated. The Legislative Service Bureau has to authorize all legislative proposals, and they're bar esquire attorneys. So, there is a document, and I don't know, I don't have a computer, so I don't know if it's on the internet, but,
How do you listen to the show if you don't have a computer?
Pardon me?
Are you listening on the radio?
Not presently. No, I just left my girlfriend's place. That's why I said I was listening on the computer. But.
Gotcha. Yeah, you know, I share your concerns with talk radio in general. It's one of the reasons why I set this show up the way it's set up.
Yeah, but that's the way they do their show. They do their show in a very structured fashion.
Right. It's they don't like want Sunday to be challenged.
School. If they're talking about Noah on Sunday school, you can't bring up Samson.
Well, he said they were talking about financial.
I know,
issues.
But they don't. Well, yeah, but they don't. It also needs to be sound like a sound bitey thing. I think you're also rambling into a lot of legalese that they know is not going to be very appealing to their listeners because they're not going to be able to follow it. I didn't follow all the stuff you just said because I'm not knowledgeable in the legalese and I'm not particularly.
Yeah, you did make it a little bit difficult.
I think that you're just that sort of topic is not going to appeal to the listeners, and I think they sort of realize that because it's going to just sort of go over most of their heads.
There's one that will appeal: mortgages. Have either of you had a so-called loan in your lifetime?
Yeah, I paid off the mortgage.
Okay. Well, according to, it's Title 12, the Federal Reserve Banking Regulations, the loan institutions are prohibited in loaning from their assets and those of their client depositors. And let's see, that is... Title 12 of the United States Code, Section 1831.
Right, are you going to point out, see, this is one of the reasons why you probably don't get through on those talk shows, because you've got all this title code and this and that, and I find that incredibly excruciatingly difficult to handle myself, but, you know, like we say, we'll let anybody through on this show, and to our detriment in some cases. Thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. It's kind of two sides to the show. Like, sometimes you get really difficult calls, and sometimes you get calls that are just so brilliant that never would have made it through a regular phone screener. And when I say brilliant, I mean sometimes crazy, but entertaining, all on at the same time. We're coming up. Bring up any.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
Hello, at ofthefield.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on ofthefield.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you.
again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
I love gardening. What I don't love to see is deer and rabbits destroy my beautiful plants.
Why let your garden be destroyed? Plant Skid Repellent protects your garden, trees, and landscaping from wildlife damage. Made in the USA from 100% organic environment and pet-friendly ingredients, Plant Skid is the number one, most tested, most effective, and longest-lasting deer and rabbit repellent you can buy. It lasts up to 6 months over winter and 3 to 4 months during the active spring-summer growing season. Unlike other repellents, Plant Skid will not wash off in the rain and is guaranteed to outlast and outperform all other repellents. Plant Skid is OMRI-listed organic and is proven effective protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents. That's why Plant Skid is used by leading forest companies, nurseries, and conservation agencies, and is member-tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Locate a dealer nearest you at PlantSkid.com. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed, or your money back. Go to PlantSkid.com. That's Plant, SKYDD.com today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231, and tonight it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, and the features include various different ways to listen to the show. We've got live streams, broadband version, and a dial-up version as well. They run 24 hours a day. Our webcam is available, and the Free Talk Live listen line, so anybody that can dial long distance can now listen to the show. Get all the details over at listen.freetalklive.com, and the listen line number is 760-569-7752. So if you've got any phone that can dial long distance, do be aware if you have to pay for long distance, you will have to pay long distance charges. 760-569-7752. That gets you access to Free Talk Live's stream via your telephone any old time of the day or night. Hey, by the way, freestateproject.org is the place to go if you love liberty so much you're willing to actually pick up your life and move for it. You're willing to get together with other liberty-minded people, hundreds of them, soon thousands of them. 20,000 is the target number. We're almost to 10,000 at this point, so almost to the halfway point, almost to the downhill slope, if you will, for the Free State Project of getting these people together, getting them active. We were talking earlier about the different approaches. There's political action happening here in New Hampshire. There's civil disobedience, non-cooperation, media creation. There's a lot going on. The Liberty Forum is coming up in a week's time. 1 week from tonight, we'll be broadcasting live from the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, and looking forward to seeing a lot of our listeners there. Going to be a whole bunch of interesting speakers there. Andrew Napolitano from Fox News, you might know him as the judge, he's going to be in attendance, going to be one of the keynote speakers. Jacob Hornberger from the Future of Freedom Foundation, and many others, many of them you've heard on this show as guests on this program. The Liberty Caravan is on their way up there. It's going to be a huge event, and we're all going to be out there. It's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to seeing you there. Go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum. To learn more and get signed up, you can use our discount code to save 10%. Our code is FDL. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum, code FTL. Now, I'm looking at the Free State Project's website here, and the counter has gone down.
I saw that.
It was at 9,993 earlier today. It is now at 9,992.
They may have vetted one out. They might have gone through and said, oh, no, that's not a valid one, and took it out.
Yep. So they're being honest. They're keeping the count honest there as we approach 10,000 members, 10,000 participants in the Free State Project. If you want to be in the first 10,000, you don't have much longer to go here. Dale is trying to sign language things to me, and I don't understand sign language. I can't read lips. So,
I was missing the movie script at the Liberty Forum.
Oh, right. Dale's going to be well. That's supposed to be confidential, though, right?
Not at this point, really. It's.
Well, Dale's been working hard on a movie script that's going to be filmed up here in New Hampshire, and one of the unofficial things that's going on. There's a lot of things that kind of go on around the Liberty Forum. Is you're getting together with folks on I think Saturday morning.
Probably Saturday night.
Saturday night. Like. Oh, okay. Well, you're getting together.
Reading. We're going to have people read parts. Just go through the reading of the script with people reading parts of it to get feedback on it. So you'll have to sign a non-disclosure agreement. But
okay, so it is still confidential, sort of, then. Like, well, the content is confidential.
Yeah, but you can get in on it if you're there. So it's a little extra incentive if you want to come see a B-horror movie script in the making.
Very cool. Let's continue here. Take your phone calls about what you want. Oh, by the way, I didn't get a chance to point out, I think I know what Jack was getting at, the kind of legalistic caller that we had a few moments ago. I think what the point he wanted to make was about mortgages not being real debts or whatever. I think he was starting out to say that according to Title blah, 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 the banks aren't actually loaning you their money. I think what he was going to get to is that when you sign the loan agreement, you're actually creating the funds from thin air, basically, with your signature, and there's truth to that statement.
Yeah, but the bank at that point is still liable to the Federal Reserve, so you're putting the bank itself is they're liable for that.
I think
I actually worked in the mortgage industry, and that's still an area that I never fully explored.
It's confusing
as hell. But there
are these
huge federal government programs that are the massive primary source of mortgages. Now, they're not all like that. I mean, I believe there are what they call bank mortgages, where the bank is actually lending their money, and there are certain things that don't meet the federal guidelines for lending. If certain homes are too big or the cost of them is too high.
Well, what they're saying
like that,
is that they don't lend their own money. I mean, what the point of that is, and I've seen a video on this on the internet. I'm sure that means it's true. But the idea is that since money in this country is evidence of debt, Federal Reserve notes, they're not, it's not money, it's debt. They're debt notes. They're evidence of debt. So whenever a loan is created, you are actually creating the loan from thin air. And the banks are authorized to be the agents to do this sort of thing. But whether it's a car loan or a home loan or whatever the loan is, you are inflating the money supply by creating that essentially putting your signature on the dotted line is creating the money from thin air that then you pay back into the system. And once the loan is paid back, once the loan is paid back, then that money's gone from the system.
I think it's very close to that. I think there's essentially like money put aside for the purposes of certain mortgages that's coming straight out of federal programs, and then there are exceptions to that. I believe there are some exceptions where that money only applies for like the general public, the general sort of the vast majority of mortgages out there for like middle class people, and then there's some like expensive homes and things that are outside of the range and don't meet the criteria, and you can't get a federal program for them, and so they are often funded by different sources. They come from different sources.
If you want to find out more, all you have to do is go to gold.freetalklive.com, and we have the book Dishonest Money available to you there, and you can buy that book, and GCN, Midas Resources, our syndicate, will actually put a Walking Liberty half dollar in the book, so it's basically half paid for. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
We continue with your call. Scott, listening in Winnipeg. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Scott. Scott, in Winnipeg.
It's Scott in Winnipeg. I have a story for you about something a little disturbing that happened in my hometown yesterday. There was a fellow, and there's a point that I'll get to. A fellow, he abducted a six-year-old girl and sexually assaulted her at his home when she was walking on her way to school. The reason why I bring this up is because in Canada, there's a media ban. Whenever things involve minors, So the guy was 17, she was 6, so therefore the media aren't allowed to publish his name or any details to identify the families. But the thing is, this happened in a small town, and of course people find out right away. And after doing a little bit of chatting on Facebook, because this is all over Facebook, the people from my town, and I found out who it was, and I went to this fellow's Facebook profile, so now people are posting on there, you know, nasty things, right, because they're not very happy with what he did.
Right.
And he's in custody, so he can't go and disable or anything, so people have access to all his stuff. And so I guess the whole point is that, just to show that this media ban is dumb, because it just prevents the mainstream media from reporting stuff when everyone can find out this stuff anyways. I know his name. I know who the victim was. It was his girlfriend's niece. We have all these details. His mom even posted some stuff on there. So what's the use of having a media ban if you can get it through the media anyways?
Well, maybe what they need, Scott, is a new crackdown on anybody revealing the information.
Well, that's probably something that they would consider. They would say that, oh, it's on Facebook, and that's media, right? So therefore, we have to go after those folks, and good luck doing that. You know, we know that the internet is the Wild West. Thankfully, that is the Wild West where people can.
Yeah, once it gets on the internet, it's out of their hands.
That's right. And I've been watching his profiles. People have been posting. Like, I didn't know him at first when I heard about it. I was a little scared that it might be a relative of mine, you know, or someone I knew. But it turned out not to be someone I know. And so I've been watching his people post things. So it's a little entertaining just because of all the, you know, he's. Even if he doesn't get harshly punished, because when you're underage in Canada, you get slaps on the wrist for almost anything. You can get away with a lot if you're under 18. So even if that's the case, coming back to a small town, there's going to be major ostracism or worse. And you
so
know,
the allegation is that he, what did he do, abduct and rape a six-year-old?
Yeah. I see him walking to school.
Now, that's still an allegation, right? I mean, he hasn't been proven guilty.
That is true, yes. But even his mom posted on there that she has the cops have talked to her, and she's kind of outed him as well.
Wow.
On Facebook.
Well, I love the internet. It makes things, a lot of social ostracism possible that has never existed before. That's for sure. Hopefully everybody's right about this, though. Thanks for the call. More coming up. You can take control in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings.
right now at mainmilitary.com. You'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen. And so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. There are only moments remaining, perhaps enough time for your call if you make it right now to 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, and tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. By the way, you can help support the show by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. So, change gears a little bit here as we wrap up the program. There's been a heated discussion going on the Free State Project forums at freestateproject.org. Now, of course, the Free State Project is a program designed to bring thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented people all to the same place. All of us on the program tonight here on Free Talk Live are participants in the Free State Project. We're early movers. We've already made the move to New Hampshire, and boy, it sure would be great if more people would become early movers and get here sooner rather than later. In fact, a number of people are planning to move here in 2010 and 2011 and 2012, so people are already making their plans to get here. In order to become a part of the Free State Project, you have to sign an agreement that says, or a statement that says, essentially that you believe the maximum role of government should be the protection of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness or liberty.
Property. Protection of property.
And so that means that you can be a minarchist. You can be kind of the small government kind of person. And you can also be like Dale and myself and believe in a completely no coercive government society whatsoever.
Yeah. And I think that was a later expansion in order to be accommodating of a lot of people who are being inspired by the FSP.
And that is a fairly wide, even though it sounds like a small range of difference from small government to no coercive government, there's a wide range of differentiation.
I contend that it's bigger than the difference between a big government person and a small government person. Someone who's small, there's a fundamental difference as opposed to just a difference of scale. It's just a preference. Yeah. Minarchy is just a preference of government. Whereas there's a difference of philosophy between a minarchist and a voluntarist or someone who might call themselves an anarchist.
So this difference continues to kind of bubble itself up to the top and create controversy, and that's what has been happening over the Free State Project Forum. And Dale, do you want to summarize what has been going on?
Well, I think this is a typical tactic is to take a particularly like a very emotionally charged subject and inspire people as to why they need government, because it's such a scary thing. We must have government take care of it. But in this case, it was dealing with issues of like statutory rape, because, you know, an age of consent laws, you know, and if you don't believe in government, then obviously an age of consent law doesn't make any sense. It doesn't mean you don't believe in statutory rape. The idea that someone can be too young to consent, that's a pretty broadly held belief. It's just you don't believe in using government to deal with that problem. And so you might not support age of consent laws. But of course, if someone wants to attack the sort of not believing in government position, then they can go, oh my God, you don't believe in age of consent laws. You are a pedophile, you know, and what they're really doing is
you support pedophiles.
Right. You support, you're not, you know, you don't want to crack down on pedophiles. You want to let them get away with stuff. And that's not the case at all. But it's like, if you reject that particular solution, the government solution, the specifically authoritarian monopoly government solution, if you reject that specific solution, then you obviously must be all for pedophiles just doing whatever they want, you know. and so I think it's a way of taking an emotionally charged position. And really your beef is that you're trying to get people to support government in some form. And your beef,
right, because
is with
the only
the
way
is with trying to solve it another way.
Right, because to their viewpoint, the best and only way to solve the problem of child molesters is government.
Right.
And you and I aren't supporting child molestation in our particular viewpoint.
Right.
Well, I think that the only way that one can stop somebody who can't stop themselves from molesting kids is to govern their behavior. So the idea that I understand that what you're saying is a monopoly government that has a,
yeah,
you know, that
authoritarian
that
monopoly
that has a monopoly on the use of force in a geopolitical designation. I get what you're saying when you say government, but the fact is any organization that would stop somebody from doing that would be a government, good or bad. And,
right, and I think these guys get the people that we're talking with on this forum. They purport to get the ideas of no government. They even some of them even claim to be anarchists, but at the same time,
they still want like age of consent laws in a. Which
I think you would have age of consent laws.
Well,
for instance, if you, pardon me, let me pretend like I'm an anarchist like you for a second here. If in this world where you had governing bodies that weren't tied to geopolitical masses like land, you would have those governing bodies would have rules on your behavior, right?
They would.
So they would be governments, and then my government would say, I'm a sick pedophile, and my government says, I've got the pedophile government. And then your government says, pedophile government, not okay, you molest my kid, we're going to take care of that. What happens when two governing bodies disagree?
Well, they either, if they don't find a way to resolve their differences with
diplomacy,
arbitration
or
something, then it's going to result in blows.
Indeed.
Probably.
So that's the only issue here. The only issue is whether or not government needs to be tied to a landmass.
Right. But I'm saying that I am saying I philosophically reject the notion of setting an age of consent, because it's going to vary. And it's not just a lot of people are like, oh my God, you're going to make it too low. You know, it's going to be too low. And then, you know, someone's going to get away with what is in a sense someone who's not really able to consent. They're going to get away with what is in fact a crime. And my concern is that, well, what if there's a case where someone actually isn't able to consent, but because the number happens to be low enough for that particular person where maybe it ought to be higher, then they can't actually push for and say that they were violated, that their rights were violated, or whoever's the guardian of them. Maybe in their particular case, they weren't able to consent properly. Maybe they were under the influence of drugs, or maybe they had a mental disability that even though they were a high enough age for that arbitrary number, they weren't truly able to consent. Yeah. And I think it needs to be handled on a case-by-case basis.
I agree with the case-by-case. I don't think that it's ever appropriate to have a one-size-fits-all policy, especially when we're talking about the freedom of individuals to, you know, interact with one another in the way they think is right. And for me, the discussion here is not about governments and the structure of how alternatives to government might exist. For me, the issue is getting people to understand that in order to be free, if that's what they really want, and this is what these people claim they want, freedom. But if what they really want is freedom, they have to allow other people to be free. And of course, when I bring that up, they trot out examples like, well, what if somebody's having sex with a 6-year-old?
Do you don't think that's going to happen?
I think it happens now.
Yeah, and it does. Yeah, and there's ways of dealing with it.
It's not dealt with very effectively at all right now, I don't think.
If you find out about it,
they throw the guy in jail, and it's pretty effective.
You know, another big point of contention is the notion of what really comes down to a deeper notion that has nothing to do with this specific issue, but it's that I am against the notion of punishment. You know, the idea of we have to somehow get retribution or vengeance or make people suffer because they did something bad. My focus is on prevention. You know, prevention, restitution, perhaps, reform.
Right.
I want to fix the problem. I'm not out to just inflict misery on someone because they inflicted misery on someone else.
But there should only be restitution if misery has been inflicted.
Absolutely.
If there has been something that has been perpetrated upon someone that they have not requested. And that's where, for me, the conversation really should focus, is the idea, the suggestion is by these people, is that there is no one under this age that they arbitrarily will choose for themselves. They'll likely differ slightly in whatever the age is. But no one under this arbitrary age can make a decision for themselves. And to me, whether we're talking about sex or whether we're talking about drinking or whatever it is we're talking about, I find that insulting. Because I believe it's a tremendous hit against freedom to associate with and do whatever it is that you want to. And I think FLDS is an ideal example of this, the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. As you may know, a couple years ago, the Texas authorities came in and they raided the FLDS compound down there. And they stole hundreds of children from their families because, well, basically they have a different value set than most Americans do. And until you're ready to leave people alone that do things differently from you, you're always going to have you're never going to have a truly a free society. Leave these FLDS folks alone. They weren't hurting anybody. Yeah, you may disagree with the fact that 50-year-old guys are marrying 12-year-old girls.
I disagree.
But that's their culture.
I'm not
that's
willing to go and
system.
Use violence over it.
That's
the thing.
Difference between
I'm not
going
to go
and
in
that.
There and be like a crusader and,
right.
and invade their society to do something. I mean, I don't like what they're doing, but I'm not going to use violence over
Speak
it.
Speak out against it. Talk about it. Offer your assistance to those girls and you know, allow
them,
to come
an
to you if they
to
want
to get away
right.
from
but
that,
if they
want
to stay with a 50-year-old guy, it's none of your damn business. We'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.